Our next speaker is Temesgen Haupt, philosophy major from Portland, Oregon. Temesgen.
I'm going to be squeezing every second out of my 9 minutes, so I'm going to time myself just so I don't go over. And I'm also going to push this back a little, because at some point, I think I'm going to be screaming into the microphone. Before I start this, let me just take a moment to remind everyone of what a terrifying and stressful experience it is to write a speech. I started and torn apart the speech 7 times before finally committing to the version that you are hearing. I would think of a good idea or witty remark and write it down on paper, and then I would read it aloud and be disappointed to discover just how much better it had sounded in my head. The problem was that I was trying too hard. I was trying too hard to sound wiser, smarter, and more insightful than I really am. Case in point, one version of the speech began with the words, "Zero score and 4 years ago, we enrolled at Lewis and Clark College." In an audience of 5,000, that's gonna kill. I wasn't being natural, I wasn't being myself. I was trying to tap into a reservoir of wisdom that wasn't mine and could never be mine because, well, frankly, I didn't lead the United States through a time of civil war. So I began focusing on the things that I knew are mine, the things I know for sure to be absolutely true because I learned of their truth in experience. Personally, this introspective analysis led me to discover 2 insights that I think are pretty good and appropriate to share at a commencement ceremony, and that's all the speech is. It's just me sharing with you 2 insights that I've gained during my time at LC. That's it. I'm sure they won't sound as good in verbal words as they do in my head right now, and I'm sure you think it's sad that I was only able to come up with 2 insights, and I'm gonna be talking really fast because this speech is long, but despite all that, I think they're worth sharing. Insight number 1. Knowledge is wonderful, but unused knowledge can be dangerous. The incredible courses that I've taken at Lewis and Clark have allowed me to be a more knowledgeable and a more informed individual. Thanks to them, I've gained knowledge that has allowed me to expand myself, to develop essential methods of critical analysis that have allowed me to be able to think clearly and write intelligibly. And this is the terrible truth of a liberal arts education. The knowledge that I've gained here have also affected my life in the negative. I am less happy, less free, less optimistic, and more burdened than I was before I enrolled at Lewis and Clark. I have gained knowledge that a part of me resents so much. Knowledge about the inconceivable plight of human existence and the injustice behind it all, the kind of knowledge about pain and suffering and oppression that not even the Lewis and Clark education can make any sense of, the kind of knowledge that serves to just drive you to the edge of delirium. Plato said, "Knowledge is power." For a long time, I regarded this statement the same way most people do, as a saying that the acquisition of knowledge is power, meaning the person who acquires knowledge thereby also acquires power. But perhaps this interpretation is wrong. Perhaps the statement is to be taken literally at its face value as a saying knowledge is power, meaning the power is with knowledge, and if you dare acquire it, it will have power over you, the power to cause mental anguish and emotional turmoil, the power to diminish your happiness and burden your spirit. But I found that there is a way to undermine this power, and it's something that I only discovered around the start of my sophomore year at LC. Activism. Using the knowledge that you've gained to make a meaningful impact on the world, in whatever small way, has almost the exact opposite effect that the acquisition of knowledge does. When you use knowledge to further a cause that you believe in, you feel empowered and connected and happy, and your spirit is lifted. And it's wonderful to observe this effect, because in observing it, we find a takeaway message of our education, which is that knowledge is meant to be used. Knowledge is meant to be used. It is not meant to be stored up in the head, hoarded and alienated from the physical world. It is rather meant to be used and be actively applied. And lucky for us, Lewis and Clark provides hundreds of opportunities for students to apply the knowledge that they've gained in the classroom. The second insight that I've gained at LC was to discover that I, as a person, am not perfect. That might sound silly to some of you, but it's true. Like most kids, I grew up being told the darnest things by adults. I was told that I can achieve anything, be anything, and do anything so long as I set my mind to it. We are a generation that has basically been told all our lives we are perfect. This might be intuitively hard to accept at first, but please, just take a moment to really think about the expansive list of senseless platitudes that we grew up hearing about how unfettered our potential is, about how we are capable of doing anything, about how we have the power to overcome any obstacle. My high school teacher had a poster in her classroom that read, "If you can dream it, you can achieve it." In my elementary school, the kids were fond of reading a popular book entitled The Little Engine That Could. I really hope you don't regard what I'm saying as cynicism. I am not trying to be a cynic. I fully acknowledge that there is great benefit to be had in raising a child with affection and validation. But I also see that those two, taken to the extreme, are irresponsible and even damaging to one's happiness. You run the risk of raising a self-absorbed egotist who will constantly chase an expectation that will never be realized, can never be realized, who will constantly feel inadequate and a failure. After all, what happiness can the modest life give you when you believe you are capable of having and doing so much more? Mind you, this is not about greed. This is about something far more fundamental. It's about what happens when a belief that has been so ingrained into you and reinforced again and again by every part of your immediate environment, when that belief finally bumps against a solid reality. It's about what you do to cope with it. It's about how you avoid thinking at that moment the thought that perhaps there is something fundamentally wrong with you as a human being. Lewis and Clark was the first solid reality that I encountered. As soon as I came here, it became blatantly clear to me that I am not perfect, that in fact I am a considerably imperfect person with very real limitations. I asked imperfect questions in class, turned in imperfect papers, and advocated for causes that were dear to me in imperfect ways. I was subjected to endless streams of tests that brought my imperfect nature to light time and time again, and the way I coped with it was by brooding in a self-created corner of shame and failure and frustration. It was the first time in my life that I felt truly deficient as a human being, but I'm happy for the experience because of what it revealed to me about myself and about the makeup of the school. Each time I showed my imperfection, the people on this campus reacted not in a way that was dismissive and condescending, as I had feared they would, but in a way that was supportive and encouraging, in a way that allowed me to embrace my imperfection and to grow from it. It was them sending me that message that, of course, what you learned out there is false. Of course, you are imperfect, but we will provide you with the love and support that you need so that you can learn to be a little less imperfect the next time. What a powerful message to send to students. And how better of a message it is than the nonsense we grew up hearing. And as we students prepare to enter an unstable world and an inhospitable economy, what a great source of comfort it is to know how imperfect we are and how completely and utterly okay it is. Thank you.